Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi, and this is August 4th, 2019. It's the fourth day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, where I attempt to digitize a vinyl album a day, or something like that. And complete with hisses, pops, scratches, and everything that gave you that experience of vinyl way back in the day. Unfortunately, I cannot play the due to licensing issues, but if it compels you to listen to one of these albums or songs, all the better. Before we get too far, I want to mention that August 4th is my parents' 63rd anniversary today, so happy anniversary to them, and many, many more. There are a lot of events coming up in August. In a couple of days, I've got a daughter's birthday, and then there's just more. I know that Melissa and Nutty have birthdays. We've got podcast anniversaries. It's a wonderful month. Wonderful month to be podcasting, and I look forward to listening to all of them. So, today's album is the Rolling Stones' Beggar's Banquet. And I do not know where I got this album. It might be a garage sale. It might be inherited from somebody. This was one of those mystery albums. And I don't know when Beggar's came out. I have to look that up online somewhere. It's not in the jacket or anything. The cover will be posted on my website, chuckchat.com/freestyle. You can find that there. That site needs a serious update, if nothing else, just for the iTunes badge itself. But I was looking through for a date, and the paper sleeve inside is rather funny because it's got a whole bunch of other album covers on it, broken down into four categories, two on the front and two on the back, each with, 18 albums each. They've got categories Teen Beat, Popular and International, Mantovani, and Phase 4 Stereo, which I think was Soundtracks or Sound Effects or something. It's a title that says, The Music of Today, The Sound of Today, London. And, a lot of interesting stuff on here, just for the picture's sake. The only thing I recognized was under Fiddler on the Roof, under Popular and International. And then under Teen Beat, they had The Zombies, Procol Harum, Los Bravos. What else is in here? There's Engelbert Humperdinck, Tom Jones. That's kind of funny when you think about that being Teen Beat, but it was at one time. So obviously the Stones were very big in the 60s. I was not a big 60s, 70s, and into the 80s. I guess you could also argue even longer, but they don't seem to quite have the impact that they did at one point. And I wasn't a big Stones fan. There were a few that I enjoyed listening to. I think it was about the time Tattoo U came out in the, that'd have been the early 80s. Enjoyed Waiting on a Friend and some of those things. The lineup for this one is as follows. Side one is Sympathy for the Devil. I think most of you would recognize that if you heard it. Please allow me to introduce myself. That song. Yeah, you know that one. And then it goes into No Expectations, Dear Doctor, Parachute Woman, Jigsaw Puzzle concludes side one. Side two starts out with Street Fighting Man, goes into Prodigal Son, Stray Cat Blues, Factory Girl, Salt of the Earth concludes the whole thing. So as I digitized this, I listened to it entirely and enjoyed it. It was a good, I would call it period piece for the Stones. They, like many bands, they evolved and changed over the time, but you could still get the core of it because, you know, with Mick being the lead singer, they had their sound, but they did evolve over time. And this is a good classic Stones on this album. So if it inspires you to listen to a track or the album, then my job here is done. If not, I wish you another wonderful day, and I will talk to you again tomorrow with another album. Till then, take care. 101.